From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
One man grievously injured in a demonstration in Haiti's capital. The OECS Secretariat wants responsibility for political unity in the sub-region and the dramatic rescue of a man feared dead at sea, relief from his Jamaican-born wife.
We shout and we scream and we said, he's alive, he's alive!
I'm Oren Gordon and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince, today, one man was injured during a demonstration against the privatization of state companies. The incident occurred as 150 or so protesters were dispersed by riot police as they marched towards the presidential palace. The demonstration came as supporters of former President Jean-Bertrand Aristide moved closer to the formation of a political party in preparation for a possible political return by Mr. Aristide. Journalist Michael Norton tells us more about that in a moment, but first I asked him about the injured protester.
One of the protesters lost a hand, whether because he was at close range and shot by a tear gas launcher or by perhaps a shotgun, but the case is a man did lose his hand in this protest today.
There have also been reports that the former president, Jean-Bertrand Aristide, is preparing to make a comeback, and we're not suggesting for one moment that the two events are related, that he is about to formalize a new political party. What more can you tell us about that?
The events today may not have been directly related, but they are indirectly related. For the grievances against this current government and even against the current president, crystallize around the economic policy of the government. The Haitian economy is stagnating, is not taking off, and people are really fed up. The popular organizations, grassroots organizations, have been the basis, really, of the expression of this of the grievances against the government and its economic policy. President Aristide has never really been out of politics. He is not making a comeback. He is making his comeback known slowly at his own rhythm. Well, underground, the first steps were taken to declare this movement a political party. The official recognition will occur when the party existence and papers and profile is published in the official state gazette, and that could come any time, and it certainly will come very soon because the middle of March we have important elections.
I understand too that there has been support for this new political movement from within President Preval's own government. Can you confirm that?
Indeed, three cabinet ministers are founding members of this party. The top aide of President Preval himself is a founding member of this new political party. Very strange indeed. One wonders what is going on behind the scenes. How is it possible? It does, whatever the case may be, indicate that two things. First of all, that the Lavalas movement, which President Aristide gave birth to, is seriously fragmented. His own movement is a splinter movement of the movement he gave birth to. And second of all, that the president now in power is not a strong president, for if he were, people who pose a threat to his own desire to become president, in fact, would not be on at his side.
Michael Norton. The Director General of the St. Lucia-based Organization of Eastern Caribbean States has suggested that sub-regional leaders should hand the mandate for political unity to his secretariat. Such a move, first mooted several years ago, has, according to Swinburne Lestrade, been on the sub-region's back burner. He says it's now an imperative if the Eastern Caribbean is to successfully face the challenges imposed by globalization.
I also happen to believe that our futures lie as one political entity. I'm willing to go on record as saying that I am personally committed to this objective. I want to say, however, that I have no mandate on a part of government to work towards political union. Not yet, anyway. But I would want to hope that in the course of time, there will be a conjuncture of circumstances, political, economic, financial, and including greater popular support, which will force a revisiting of the issue of political union.
Head of the OECS Secretariat, Swinburne Lestrade. As the events surrounding the collapse of Jamaica's Century National financial entities continue to unfold, their former chief executive has paid back nearly a quarter of a million U.S. dollars. This is the latest development in the story of Century National's collapse in July of last year. Jennifer Grant reports.
Former CEO of these institutions, Don Crawford, has returned $735,000, or 26 million Jamaican dollars, he had in accounts in the United States. This was part of an agreement reached between Mr. Crawford and the temporary management of the Century Financial Network in the High Court last month. News came on Wednesday that the money was returned to Jamaica a few days ago and is being held in an account at the Bank of Nova Scotia. Mr. Crawford had agreed to return the money after the temporary management of the bank agreed to release to him $100,000 per month for living expenses and $150,000 for legal expenses. Mr. Crawford's lawyer, Lord Anthony Gifford, says the $100,000 per month for living expenses